presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
May 17, 11:13 America, New York. EU carmakers join call for delay to post-Brexit rules as pressure on UK industry grows. EU manufacturing group and Ford join Stellantis in warning of threat as JLR decision looms.
Global economy.
May 17, 11:11 America, New York. EV batteries. Stellantis warning highlights complex post-Brexit rules of origin quotas. Brussels has refused to tweak trade agreement with UK despite intense industry lobbying on both sides of channel.
Daily FX market news.
May 17, 10:53 America, New York. Silver tech update. Silver sell-off approaches confluence zone of support. Silver approaches a confluence zone of support as last week's selling continues at a slower pace. Longer-term uptrend remains intact.
New York Times Business.
May 17, 10:14 America, New York. Caitlin Collins, moderator of Trump Forum, is named CNN's 9 p.m. anchor. The appointment caps a fast rise at the network by Ms. Collins, 31, who previously covered the Trump and Biden administrations.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 17, 9:58 America, New York, Tencent earnings show it still has game. After a brutal 2022, Tencent is bouncing back quickly. But it needs to keep diversifying its business to lay the foundation for long-term growth.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 17, 9:23 America, New York, debt talks weigh on Biden as he seeks to rally allies at G7 against Russia, China. U.S. domestic politics have cut the president's crucial foreign mission in half.
New York Times Business.
May 17, 8:43 America, New York, Senators and Sam Altman, OpenAI's CEO, debate how to regulate AI. Lawmakers and Sam Altman, the chief executive of OpenAI, agreed that artificial intelligence should be regulated. How to do that remains an open question. Sam Altman, the CEO.
Daily FX Market News.
May 17, 8:30 America, New York, British Pound, GBP, USD, update. Bose Bailey, elevated U.S. bond yields. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey says the UK's outlook is getting brighter, but the central bank's commitment to 2% inflation is unwavering. BBC News Business.
May 17, 8:29 America, New York, Purplebricks snapped up by RivalStrike for £1. The online estate agent agrees a deal to sell its business and assets to RivalStrike for the token sum of £1.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 17, 8:24 America, New York, Democrats to launch discharge petition, aiming to force debt ceiling vote. The bid to circumvent House Republican leadership is seen as long-shot fallback plan if talks fail, and would require the backing of at least 5 GOP representatives.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 17, 8 o'clock America, New York, Robert Lucas's Nobel speech. Robert Lucas. When I closed the deal to write the Wall Street Journal obit of Robert E. Lucas, I had limited time. I hit a new personal best. I wrote it in just under 1 hour.
Global economy.
May 17, 7:57 America, New York, Bo Governor admits UK economy suffering from wage price spiral. Andrew Bailey pledges to raise interest rates as far as necessary to bring inflation down to 2%.
Digital finance.
May 17, 7:54 America, New York, 10 promising fintech startups make their pitch. DigFin takes notes on 10 startup presentations that showcase the ongoing strength of fintech in Asia. The post 10 promising fintech startups make their pitch appeared first on digital finance.
Marginal revolution.
May 17, 7:24 America, New York, graph of the day. A remarkable graph pointed to by Phil McNeese, who writes, China's GDP per capita hit its lowest point in the past 300 years under Maoism. Twice. The first time was during the Civil War and the second was the Great Leap Forward.
Daily FX Market News.
May 17, 7 o'clock America, New York. Gold price forecast. Zhao, USD at risk of further downside below the psychological $2,000 mark. Spot gold's retreat and sell-off yesterday puts the precious metal at risk of further downside the longer it remains below the $2,000 level. Is this the beginning of the end for gold's bullish run?
BBC News Business.
May 17, 5:39 America, New York, warning business needs new relationship with government. The boss of the British Chambers of Commerce issues warning at start of its annual conference.
New York Times Business.
May 17, 4:19 America, New York, Taiwan's opposition picks Hu Yuih, a moderate, for presidential race. The Kuomintang nominated Hu Yuih, a popular mayor who has said little about geopolitical issues, as the party tries to appeal to voters wary of Beijing. Hu Yuih, the mayor of New Taipei City, has tried to strike a middle ground within the Kuomintang on Taiwan's relations with China.
Marginal Revolution.
May 17, 2:38 America, New York, Mexico Fact of the Day. In 2022, almost double the number of Mexicans reported having money extorted than did 5 years before, see chart. Only a tiny minority report. From The Economist, here is more.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 17, 1:36 America, New York, An Idealistic Economist. The recent death of Robert Lucas marks the end of an era. Others have done a nice job describing his immense contributions to the field of macroeconomics. See, for example, David Henderson and Tyler Cowen.
Marginal Revolution.
May 17, 101 America, New York, the re-emerging suicide crisis in the U.S. The suicide rate in the United States has risen nearly 40% since 2000. This increase is puzzling because suicide rates had been falling for decades at the end of the 20th century.
BBC News Business.
May 16, 2056 America, New York, Black taxpayers more likely to be audited, IRS admits. The head of the U.S. Tax Collection Agency says he is deeply concerned by the disparity.